Proclamation number 6253 of 9th of May, 1955. God's plan of salvation proves His love. In my eternal plan of salvation you recognize my never-ending will of love which constantly seeks to promote, which does not allow itself to be discouraged, which is constantly active and expresses itself in ever new creations. There can never be a standstill with me, but neither can there be a backward development which would be based on my will, for only progressive development is possible from me as long as the will of the freely created entity does not prevent it by opposing me. I have set myself an aim. I pursue this aim and one day I will achieve it. That all beingness which has fallen into the abyss through its own fault will ascend again, that it will shine in brightest light, that it will move in fullest freedom with unheard of strength and create and work in unlimited bliss. To anyone who knows about my plan of salvation, nothing seems inexplicable anymore, no matter what he experiences in his earthly existence, for he sees my will behind everything and knows that it only ever aims at progress but never at a decline. However, it is often difficult for a person to bring his own suffering, the sometimes oppressive earthly walk, together with the love of a God. And this already requires a certain realization, the knowledge of my plan of salvation and of my greater than great love which applies to all my living creations. For this love explains everything, and where God's love is doubted the human being also faces events in complete ignorance or with a lack of understanding, and he loses all faith. Nothing is arbitrary. My love and wisdom underlies every happening. Everything serves the perfection of the spiritual being, it serves its return and perfection, for my aim is the deification of all beings which were once created by me. Only those who know about my plan of salvation also know about the deficient state of all beings and creations of all kinds on earth. And nothing seems implausible to anyone who knows about the final aim of all this, for he has already reached a certain degree of maturity, otherwise the knowledge of my process of salvation would be alien to him. But the person who knows about it is happy, for he also knows that he is seized by my love and sees an aim before his eyes towards which he is striving. No worldly knowledge can satisfy a person as much as spiritual knowledge does. For only now is the purpose of existence known to the person and he sees everything in a different light than the person to whom that healing process is unknown, who only ever regards earthly life as an end in itself and becomes increasingly poorer the more he strives for and possesses worldly goods. Knowing my infinite love and feeling seized by it gives the human being inner peace and the certainty that he was not only created for this earthly world, and his aim will also only ever remain me myself, for he feels the unity with me, he seeks to restore it as it was in the beginning. He consciously strives towards me and he will certainly reach his aim. I will unite myself with him and fill him with happiness now and forever. Amen.